KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies, 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to mostly sunny and windy today with a high of 73. Winds south-southwest at 20 to 40 miles per hour with gusts to around 50 this afternoon. There is a red flag warning and a wind advisory, both of which will begin at noon today and last until 8 p.m. I'm here in Cass and most of our surrounding counties, a little bit longer off to the west. Conditions are such that low humidity this afternoon and strong winds will produce dangerous fire conditions in fields and in other areas, so open burning is strongly discouraged. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In the news, Interstate 80 westbound in Cass County was completely blocked for about an hour east of Anita this morning due to a semi-tractor-trailer rollover accident with minor injuries. The driver was transported to the Cass County Hospital by Anita Rescue to be checked out. The crash happened around 2:35 a.m. near mile marker 71. Traffic was diverted for a time to Adair until the rig could be removed from the lanes of traffic. Cass County Sheriff's deputies and Mike Cannon of the Cass County Emergency Management Agency were on the scene. Additional information will be released later from the Iowa State Patrol. Red Oak Police Sunday morning arrested a woman from northwest Iowa's Plymouth County. 18-year-old Ayla and Joanne Larson of Hinton was taken into custody at around 12:25 a.m. for OWI first offense and interference with official acts. Larson was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held a $1,000 bond. Iowa State University officials say a boat with five members of ISU's crew club capsized Sunday morning on Little Wall Lake. Three students were rescued, transferred to the hospital in Ames, and released. A dive team recovered one body from the water on Sunday. A search for the fifth team member was suspended at 8 o'clock last night and will resume sometime this morning. Hamilton County Sheriff Doug Timmons credits nearby residents for being heroes in the initial response.
There's some people who took some risks that they didn't have to take and save some lives. There was people who got in the water and went out there and helped.
According to Iowa State Crew Club's website, the team regularly practices at Little Wall Lake, which is about 2 miles south of Jewell. The Hamilton County Sheriff's Office and several state and county agencies responded after a 911 call came in from the scene at around 9:30 a.m. Sunday.
At the time that the call came in, there was pretty good northwest winds. We're guessing anywhere from 20 to 25 mile an hour winds, and the lake was pretty rough.
Little Wall Lake covers about 249 acres and is about a 20-minute drive from the ISU campus. In a written statement, Iowa State President Wendy Winterstein said the campus community is heartbroken to learn of this tragic accident, and the university is focused on providing support to club members, their families, and friends. Police in Newton are investigating the circumstances surrounding the death of a man whose body was found Sunday morning in a creek. The remains were discovered on the bank of a creek at around 10 a.m. in the 1400 block of South 4th Avenue. While an investigation is currently underway, authorities say there was no apparent indication of foul play. Police are withholding the name of the victim until the family has been notified. KCCI reports an Iowa poll reports a majority of Iowans would be in favor of legalizing marijuana. The Des Moines Register MediaCom Iowa poll was conducted between March 7th and March 10th, and 775 Iowans participated. It says 54% were in favor of legalizing marijuana, 39% were opposed, and 6% were unsure. The results were similar to the March 2020 Iowa poll. The poll also asked participants about expanding the medical marijuana program in the state. And of the participants, 78% said the program should include more diseases and conditions, 14% opposed the expansion, and 7% were unsure. There was a margin of error of 3.5 percentage points. House Speaker Pat Grassley says a House committee is likely to debate a bill this week that's designed to boost the use of ethanol in Iowa. Grassley says both Democratic and Republican presidential administrations have not always been the best friends of the ethanol industry.
We need to stand up and send a message to the country that we're going to do what we have to do in the state of Iowa to also promote the product.
Grassley describes the core of the bill as providing incentives to retailers to install new gas pumps that can dispense ethanol-blended fuels.
We're not making those complete investments, but being a partner in that to make sure we can continue to promote it.
Earlier this year, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds suggested a proposed renewable fuels standard for Iowa to require all retailers to offer at least a 10% ethanol blend and require any new pumps installed to be designed to dispense fuel that includes ethanol. Iowa's convenience stores and gas stations have lobbied against that mandate. Ambitious Republicans are starting to make moves in Iowa, a longtime proving ground for future presidents. Their first step is finding out whether activists there have gotten over the last one. Former President Donald Trump remains a hulking presence in Iowa, where he won twice by healthy margins, and he's hinted he'll run again. But several potential 2024 GOP presidential candidates have plans for trips to Iowa and other early nominating states this spring. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Iowa Friday portraying himself to GOP activists as a loyal champion of Trump's agenda, but in his own brand of plain-spoken Midwestern conservatism. And only days after a mass shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, prompted renewed discussions about the nation's gun laws, Governor Kim Reynolds is considering a bill that would make handgun carry permits and background checks on unlicensed sales optional in Iowa. The bill was approved in the Senate with only Republican support after clearing the House with the backing of only one Democrat. Reynolds, a Republican, has made statements in the past in support of the state's current background checks and permits to carry handguns. However, she's rarely vetoed measures supported by her GOP colleagues. When asked last week if she had changed her mind on such gun rules, she suggested an openness to the bill. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.